time for another DoNotGod.com video presentation. So, I hit the button and I started the video. I said, well, I don't really know if I'm ready to start the video. You ask yourself. Do I really know what I want to talk about? Well, I sort of do. I want to talk about modeling. And I want to somehow get to imposition, which is kind of tricky. And I really have some vague idea of how I'm going to do that. And I said, well, maybe I should wait for a different image. But this is a pretty good image. For a lot of reasons. Yeah, it's good contrast. Anyway, the colors are nice. So you can just, anything can be anything. Who knows what it's going to be. And it's all this kind of arbitrary crap. And I was thinking about religion and how, the religions that have some respect in the world only have respect because the people who believe that crap won some stupid little battle and war here and there. And that's what decides what people believe. And, it's all just so stupid. And, it's all reason to not be too impressed by what human beings have done with the brain. And so here I am attempting to use one of these pretty poor devices to try to explain why I'm sad and I have empathy. And I think about the things I've known personally that I have lost. I find it tragic and, I don't buy the story that we'll see you on the other side. I don't buy the story that it's all worth it. You suffering and dying, it's worth it. Because we're doing so much good stuff. No, I don't see it. I don't understand it. In my brain doesn't say, well, that makes perfectly good sense, that everything's just fine. We're doing swell. What's to worry about? Why are you talking about it? Why'd you just leave it alone? That just doesn't work. It just doesn't think that way. That's not what the thoughts are doing. And so why the big deal, though? Why should this be so difficult? So in one of my other videos, I had mentioned something about being able to be, completely transparent. I mean, it should be, like, opaque. But anyway, where you can actually see this stuff instead of it being invisible. About every little thought and every little thing, it'd be nice if I could just project. This is what my brain does. This is, you say this word, this is what triggers, and this is what comes out. There's no real agenda. Now, I try to do that in my videos. I try to speak the truth in terms of the brain is just doing this honest thing where this is all it's trying to do. It's just trying to defend a position that, basically, if you really think about what you are, you're just a robot. All of your ambitions and desires are just built out of a bunch of brokenness inside of you, a bunch of deliberate discontinuity that is created by nature to force you to eat and do different things, okay? It compels you with a kind of whip, motivates you to feel incomplete and undone or bored or some other kind of bullshit to motivate you to do things. And that whole construction is all crap. That if you successfully accomplish all of your little personal ambitions, they're not going to add up to much at all. It's not going to mean anything. Because most of your little petty personal ambitions have to do with some fairy tale, religion kind of story you have in your head as some kind of competitor in some sort of arena, and you're going to defeat the enemy. Now, I'm doing that right now to some extent. I mean, that's part of what's driving me. I mean, I have to, as I've explained before, I mean, for us to do anything altruistic, we have to convince the the moron inside of us, the gorilla, that it's in its interest to jump on the grenade. It has to create some sort of lie, you know, to get the gorilla to do it, to selfishly think it's in its interest, you know, by making it feel guilty or some other kind of bullshit. And we do that to ourselves all the time to motivate ourselves. So anyway, this all also relates to the Professor Anton conversation that old fan had. And, you know, his old standard gobbledygook that the universe is, experiencing itself, you know, and that, you know, that's why humans are here, is so that the universe can experience itself, you know, it can make love to itself, whatever, some kind of silly notion that's what brains are here to do, is to contemplate how special it is to be a brain, you know, some kind of bullshit like that. I mean, I'm not paraphrasing it perfectly, but it's just this, you know, you know, I'm squinting because it's like crap, and it you know, it's hard to look at it. You know, it's so girls playing with dolls or something. It's just, ooh. Anyway, not to insult whatever. Well, it should be insulted, frankly, because all that role-playing is what gets us in all this trouble in the first place. You know, where people live out these moronic, you know, robotic lives of just doing what grandma did, you know, just replicating the same errors over and over and over and over. So anyway, I was just thinking about the brain. The brain just does this modeling thing. You know, it constantly is understanding things in simple concepts like, you know, water uphill, water falls downhill, little concepts, and it just keeps, you know, applying what it understands about how easy it is to knock something over, or how much wind they can blow something over, or something. You know, it's just about figuring out this little mechanisms that make things happen. You know, understanding some of that, but nothing in depth in the sense of any kind of introspection about what's happening in their own brain in terms of all of this triggering robotic thought processes that compel them, okay, to do what they do. So I'd say for anybody who's doing this knee-jerk pro-life crap, where they must defend the sacred existence of the human organism, or whatever the hell they're doing, in terms of defending the procreators, you know, and defending somehow playing this natural role of being a DNA molecule on Earth and somehow proving its success, you know, or whatever that is. It's just some other little game to play, and it's really stupid. And then the other people, you know, this other big hunk of people, all right, who can figure out that human beings suck, but they can't figure out that nature sucks. And the reason why humans suck is because they're sort of natural organisms. As much as we're living unnatural lives, we're completely governed by, you know, their crass, silly, natural ambitions, their competitive nature, you know, that kind of crap, trophy wife pursuing, and all the, you know, all the crap they get caught up in is all part of just natural psychology. The low caliber, not, you know, it's not sophisticated modeling or thinking, not to understand the context of all of that motivating crap that's in your brain that triggers you. So back to the whatever his name was. what the hell is his name? Anton, yes, Professor Anton. And, you know, this gooey notion that, you know, the best part of our brain is doing this, whatever, this appreciating of being alive in a universe full of crap, you know, bouncing around. And he'll point out how, he concedes, there's no heaven, there's no hell, there's no nothing after life, there's no blah, 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 this is it, is this redundant little play that we're doing called being alive in suburbia or wherever, until something happens to stop you from being alive, until it's your day to break catastrophically. And that there's something intrinsically valuable in that. And I just say it's just so disconnected from the actual truth, the real model, which is the fact that we bubbled out of mud, a bunch of scurvy, our great-great-grandparents, so to speak, were frickin' the microbes we're scared to death of now. that we're part of that system, and it can't be underappreciated just how insidious that system is in terms of what evolution does. You're just throwing a bunch of it's an insane musical chairs game, and you're playing it for real stakes, life and death stakes, and there's 10 chairs and there's 10,000 organisms that want to sit in the chair, and you're just doing this stupid and awful contest, to see who can trip who and who can fuck over somebody else to get to a fucking chair. That's evolution. And it's brutal and cruel, and it's worse. Again, I can't talk about some of the things that are horrible in our society and say, gee, it's, use those as comparisons, because they don't really model just how, horrible it is in nature. Just all of this, I keep saying it, but it's mass murder of children. All these underdeveloped and newborn organisms that are destroyed and crushed and mutilated in, almost boundlessly, in terms of the attrition, to make sacred, some version that was lucky, or was evil in terms of how it cheated to get to a chair. Not much else to say. The improvements are not necessarily anything good. They're just bigger teeth, some sort of perfection in terms of mouse trapping. That's probably a good example. A crocodile is like a perfectly refined, self-setting, resetting mouse trap. That's what nature builds, is machines that can conquer and create their moats and their castles and their indestructible structures, that eventually will fall. But, they'll have their millions of years. The dinosaurs didn't just crash and burn. They spent a long time ripping the flesh off of stuff. So this little piece of art is a good example, a good metaphor, good model. It's a model of, to get some idea of what evolution is and what all brainy-abled organisms, the poor position they're placed in terms of, their behavior and understanding their role here and all of that stuff. So, my brain says, the role is to prevent. That's the good thing to do. So if you can prevent the future messes, or you can mitigate against how bad they are, the mass murder, they can somehow steal all the bullets so the guns can't go off and all of that crap. Something to interrupt this process, okay, that has been, that is defended, okay, by the default generic pop culture that just cheats the truth all over the place and tries to make it all silver lining okay. But the Professor Antons do, the excuse makers, the, you know, the glib bystanders who just, you know, who want to just keep walking and talking their poetry. You know, they're just doing their little thing and saying, oh, I'm saying really pretty words or brilliant words, and we need to keep doing that because that's fun, or whatever it is. However, he's contriving that in his own existence and saying that all of this crap that he's no doubt witnessed some of is somehow purposeful. It needs to continue the story of, what? The story of what? Build a bridge, have it fall down, and, you know, crush a bunch of people. I don't know. You know, it's the story doesn't go anywhere. It's just this constant grinder. Just keep feeding the grinder. Just, you know, eat your dead, you know, so you can make some more crap to be ground up into food. It's a stupid circle of shit. All of this pop culture stuff tries to turn it into something. I mean, the Lion King just popped into my head because I said that circle of thing, and, you know, that was... Yeah, it was just everywhere. You couldn't evade that song thing as a cultural reference. But I mean, every time somebody tries to do that, it looks so contrived. You know, they have like little scenes in the movie where, you know, the lion is telling the little baby lion, you know, oh yeah, it all makes sense. Yeah, everybody shows up when you're born and is all cheery and happy. Oh, look, little lion come. And then we're going to rip them. We're going to tear those things, those little animals to pieces and rip their flesh off and kill their babies. And, you know, yeah, it makes perfectly good sense. No, it doesn't make any sense. What the fuck are you talking about? It's crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's just such a lie. Okay, so it's such a fake model of the circle. It's such a fake model of what we're doing here. And, the true context of the insane redundancy of, you know, this constant effort to solve a problem and be a hero and blah, 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 blah. Or, you know, knowingly just be some kind of evil thinking, malicious son of a bitch, you know, like you're a cop and you rape women and, you know, all you're doing is thinking about your next victim and how you're gonna, you know, arrange it so you can't get caught and blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's disgusting what goes on in people's brains. Clearly, I mean, it's clearly disgusting because we see them all get outed as, you know, liars and hypocrites and cheaters and it's disgusting. And yet people will defend the human experiment, let alone this whole animal experiment, which, again, you can't even, there's no, what's to defend? I mean, it's just insane. It's a like breeding engine. So you can create soldiers so they can kill each other and nobody ever wins the war. And that's all you're doing is fighting the war, but you never win the war. You're never liberated. And then you can think about like the other pop culture themes of these religions, and you're just saying, how do people find any comfort in this crap of, why I'm born as a sinner and I have to somehow defend my life, and the way I defend it is by pouring some water on my head and saying I'm sorry a lot? What the fuck is that? I mean, how silly can it get? Whatever. I mean, I shouldn't ask how silly can it get, because obviously Idiocracy and get pretty silly, and we're in a pretty silly stage of human interaction. We got the trolls are running the internet. Everything's either a troll or a greedy scoundrel. Somebody pulling some sort of racket. So it's all so fucking bullshit. And yet the Professor Antons will say, "Carry on." Let's clean up this bullshit. Let's clean up the bad parts someday. It's like the Pyrrhos. They just keep talking about the beautiful future where we'll all sit around and eat grapes and all the robots will do all the fighting for us and all the bullshit for us and all the conniving and all the chair stealing, and we'll all just sit around and wallow in our victories. My robots defeated their robots. I defeated that other guy's robot so I could get the trophy robot. Just, what the fuck? So, that's what my brain intends to do in this video, but, it's tricky to try to figure out a strategy to explain why I'm just not very impressed, with what we've produced as a product, and I'm completely terrified and appalled and beside myself in some sort of revulsion. That you're accepting all of this misery for so little, that you don't care how big a price you pay, almost especially if the victim doesn't look like you or doesn't meow like you, or you just couldn't care less. And it's just, wow, how can your robot be that stupid? I mean, how could you be dumb enough not to appreciate that this is happening to all of these sentient organisms? All of them are experiencing this terror and fear, and all of these emotions exist in all of these animals. You can see it in just, dogs, for fuck's sake. You can see it all over the place, that they have these real experiences, and they're not minor experiences. I've seen dogs go neurotic, and they just shiver all the time because they're having a psychiatric episode, because they've been traumatized. How can you deny those realities and pretend they don't have, very similar gears turning in their heads? I'll take a pause. Reflect on if this is a doable video or not, because it seems a simple task. I'm just going to explain why it bothers me, and why I'm not terribly impressed, that we can make shiny tall buildings or something in a city, or some other kind of crap we can do, or land little rovers on Mars, or do all this other little silly shit. It doesn't impress me any. It doesn't seem like it's worth any of the price paid for it. And I just don't understand why you pushers keep pushing this shit. Why do you keep pushing? Why do you keep putting energy behind this plague cart? I mean, it's just covered in plague fleas, and it's like you're just driving it into the place where all the horror can happen. See, we have to use all these metaphors. I mean, it's really not a very, you could make so many metaphors for the pushers, like they're pouring dioxin into our water. It's like a drug pusher, they're poisoning our children. I have to say, I'm probably the only person that came up with, they're pushing a cart full of plague fleas. So I'm probably the only one who's used that metaphor. But yeah, they can't see that this... What the hell are you doing? Just going to make more victims. You're not going to do anything else. This placating the enemy, saying it's okay to, recklessly impose, or even impose with some sort of reason, because obviously the reason can't be a good one. There's no good reason, okay, to force somebody to be a robot. A stupid, culturally influenced robot. What the hell do we need any more of those for? Why do we need something that just sits here and borgs out his stupid existence pretending they're doing something interesting? Why the fuck do we need that, and why do we have to give kids cancer to have it? Fuck that. It's not worth it. Stop doing it. It's retarded. Anyway, I'll be back. Alright, back. So, I did intend to somehow, consistent with this modeling theme, to somehow draw, illustrate what I'm trying to say. But I really can't think of how to do that. Part of it is, people don't like this rudimentary conversation about how the universe works, okay? But I would argue that the universe is just this action thing, okay? So even religious people like Descartes, just are sort of arguing that there's movement in the universe, and the movement just keeps transferring. It doesn't really go away. It's not like the movement is ever used up. It's just turned into forms that we can't appreciate, don't mean anything to us. So, if you're rolling down the street and you're vibrating the road and heating the asphalt and doing all this little stuff, well, it's all so little and minutiae. It doesn't mean anything to us. Yeah, it certainly means something probably to the bugs living on the plant, living on the road or the asphalt. It means something to them because they got all their guts squished out. It means something to a lot of other things, but it doesn't mean anything to us. But it's real energy. The energy just keeps going. And then the bugs get turned into a liquid. Liquid seeps in. It does certain things. The energy just never stops. It just keeps changing into different forms. And then the energy gets into the center of the earth, and it makes things all melted, and then the elements, squeeze out of the melted crap, and blah, blah, blah. All this stuff is happening. It's just a circular. It is a circular. Okay, the circle of robot. The circle of the universe manufacturing objects. And that's really all we're saying, right? So you're just saying that there's things in the universe, elementally, that are doing nothing. And all that really happens through these processes of chemistry is inevitable, okay, collections of them. And then they change into forms that can have a pattern to them, okay? So they can become, a pattern of structure, that has some rules to it. And then those things become, I could get to the first squiggly little living thing, and you could just say, it's kind of obvious, it has a mouth at this end, and it, a pooper at that end, and it just processes the chemistry, takes what it needs to build its little structure, and that's the design we're built out of. It's just some mechanism to take a bunch of this chaotic stuff and arrange it into stuff that's more useful. Little snowballs. Take the snow and make snowballs out of it that now can be thrown, to stop the other snowball maker from throwing snowballs at you. You throw yours first, and you hit him, and he drops his snow, and he can't make his snowball because he dropped his snow. And that's all the system becomes. It's a bunch of snowball-making machines that just keep competing with each other to get an advantage. Okay, so their DNA molecule, the thing controlling them, okay, their controller, can defeat the controller, the opposition controller. And that's all evolution was for, millions and millions of years. Billions of years, maybe. A billion, anyway. So that's all it was doing. It's just structure. Just little machines, okay? And so if you looked at the progress of life, okay, in terms of it's getting more complicated, has more tools, So you know, and it has these certain places in the process where you could just say these are the plateaus. These are like key moments in the evolutionary history. All right, and so a key moment would be when you had a first electrical cell, because that enabled you to create brains, because chemistry was too slow, but you know, electricity is very fast, and so electrical cells enable you to create a machine that can do a lot of thinking and react very quickly, you know, while it still did some thinking and processing, evaluating. So that was a key moment. And then when you made those electrical cells and that electrical brain, a key moment was, let's make it so it can learn from its environment. So it isn't just born a robot with only certain programs, that you can program it based on where it's born. So if it's born near the water, it can behave one way. If it's born someplace else, it, you know, it can adapt. And adaptability was a key thing to have. It made you more likely to win the snowball fight. And so that was a key moment, because that's when we started feeling, okay? And then, so there's a whole pile of organisms down here that don't feel. They're just little machines. And so you say, so what? The universe is making machines. It doesn't mean anything. Now you're making machines that can have a conscious experience. They can feel, and they can feel really bad. And bad's a real concept. We figured it out because we experience bad, okay? B-A-D, right? We experience it. We know what the word means because we know it from what we feel. That's how the word has meaning, is because we experience the fundamental bad, which is not feeling good. Okay, not good, okay? Not good is bad, all right? Or you can do the vice versa, quite obviously. Get rid of a bad, that's a good. All right. So it's not a very clear model, quite obviously. So these are the transitions. And then we did this final transition. Okay, I'd say it's a final transition. There's not going to be any further evolution, you know, because we've sort of broken evolution. Evolution isn't building us anymore. Our social constructions are building us. Our cultures are building us, you know, in terms of testing us, deciding whose DNA wins is a whole different standard than how physically competent you are to defeat the other snowball thrower. So there's not any really evolution, and there won't be any, you know, substantial change in our brain function. There'll just be a change in the talk. There'll be a change in the memes, the ideas that the environment can program it with, so we can learn different. But we can't do any capacity difference. We're not going to change the capacity of our brains. Except to maybe put, you know, a little extra, you know, we could, you know, IBM, well, it probably won't be IBM that provides it. You know, we could have little attachments, little iPhone attachments on our brain to give it a little more capacity. Maybe we could see better, we could do a few stupid things better, but we're not going to really do anything to change the basic think thing, okay? And the think thing just has to do with understanding the simple model of what the hell we are, where we came from, what we're doing here. And why are we doing it? And that's like the only useful conversation, really, is that conversation. What the hell are we? What the hell are we accomplishing? And what are we paying for it? What's being paid for it? Because, yes, obviously I'm arguing that we're not doing the substance of the paying. All these animals, all of the stuff piled on top of this reward and punishment system of, you know, making things feel good and bad, all of them are paying for it. And again, they're paying for it through a mechanism that if a human being proposed, you know, evolution, the evolution experiment, I'm going to make a box and I'm going to create evolution inside the box. You know, I'm going to have, you know, whether I use rats or whatever I use, and I'm going to kill most of them in some brutal, horrible way, so I can, you know, make genetic better rats. It wouldn't be approved. I mean, only a sicko, okay, would say, yeah, go ahead and do that experiment. Because they'd say, no, that's like mass murder of kids. It's like as nasty as you can get. Why the fuck would I say that's a good idea? That's really a stupid idea. Just a bunch of unnecessary suffering to make a what? A super rat? Who the fuck needs a super rat? And it'll be super at what? I mean, you know, running a maze? I mean, what am I going to do with a maze-running rat? I mean, what the fuck good is that? And, you know, humans are just doing the same thing, except they're running some stupid cultural maze, you know. Some nationalistic maze, some racial maze, you know, some bullshit maze. Alright, so there's lots of these plateaus in evolution. You know, you first have to have an electric cell, or you have no brains. And then when you have brains, you know, it's good that they can do reflexes like your knee. You know, they can add up a few facts. You know, there's, it's dark, I hear sounds, blah, 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 run. You know, fight or flight kind of responses, except more sophisticated. And, you know, that's all they were, except then you do this feeling thing. So that's a new plateau. And then the plateau for us was vocabulary. So we learned how to use words. And, you know, I'm exploiting that right now. I'm using a bunch of words that represent ideas, you know, these concepts like bad. Bad is a word. Good is a word. Plus, minus, you know, these concepts, you can associate them, make sense out of them. And then you can do this modeling thing where you put the good and the bad in, the plus and the minuses, the, you know, and you do the addition, you do the modeling of the machine, and you say, does the machine make something good or does it make something bad? You know, you go to the store and look at the price tag and you can know, hey, well, that isn't worth 15,000 of those. You know, I wouldn't pay that for that. I mean, there's somebody selling a house for like twice as much as everybody else's house on the street. Well, really, it's more than twice. And you're just like, well, I could buy two regular houses for the price you're asking for your house. I mean, how crazy are you people? Anyway, you know, you can see things where the price tag doesn't make any sense at all. You know, $2,000 or whatever. So again, like I've said, I mean, what if we were really to invent football tomorrow? So we're not going to, you know, it doesn't exist because of bad habits. We're going to invent it, okay? We're going to start it. And you went to the starting proposal and you said, yeah, we're going to paralyze some kids to have it, though. You know, that's the only, you know, we're going to pay a little bit of a price. We're going to paralyze some kids and we're going to give old-timers to quarterbacks and we're going to do a few other things that are, you know, going to ruin people. Yeah, you'd say, fuck it, what for football? Fuck that. So it's, you know, it's that simple, and then you can just deconstruct our existence and say, well, if you really knew the real price ahead of time, would you say it was a good idea? I mean, fuck no. You know, if they knew the real price of World War II, you figure they would go maybe to those negotiating tables one more time. You know, oh yeah, come on, please. Yeah. Let's try to find a way to do this some other way. Because that's going to be way too expensive. So we can understand it. We can say, okay, look, you know, this is all just sloppily done. These weren't rational decisions. We didn't get to this place. We didn't build this. The circumstance that exists, we didn't build it on purpose. We just fell into the environment that exists and did the best we can. Everybody's just doing the best they can. But there's no structure. You know, it's like, again, I'll use the silly Pyrrho as an example. He keeps talking like we already have things like the right to die, and we already have all these mechanisms. And obviously we don't. And they're really simple mechanisms. You're saying we can't even get that right. We can't even create these little simple foundations. And you're talking about being 500 steps way above the steps you can't even complete. You know, I mean, it's so... It's such an exaggeration of our progressing power when we can't even get off, you know, we can't jump a foot. And, you know, these people are talking like they're going to, you know, dunk basketballs and do all this magical stuff. And, you know, there's no evidence they can do anything. There's no evidence they can even walk straight, let alone run down the court and do it, you know. It's just, and for people not to admit the failure, you know, just how dismally we have failed to construct anything really rational. We're still dumping our poo in the ocean. I mean, we're still doing things that are gross, grossly stupid. So we have now this language thing that we can do, this thinking thing, we can put writings in books, we can do all kinds of, look, you know, we can spend decades of our life analyzing how the fundamental elemental things work. We can follow a piece of chemistry for its whole path, and, you know, people can dig into the model really, really deep. Every little element of the model, they can, you know, they can analyze like an electric eel, and they can see, well, what's the structure of its electrical cells compared to what a neuron looks like, and what's the evolution of that, you know, they can get really into the minutia. Deep. And that's what we can do. But those all it's just all modeling. It's all just modeling the function and then predicting outcomes, predicting and understanding where it goes and what it means. And again, my argument is simply that, you know, this is a silly price tag. The price being paid for whatever it is that you think you're accomplishing, okay, in terms of, you know, the grand experience, is so trivial, you know, compared to the horrors, you know, happening to sentient organisms on this planet, the awful experiences being endured. Shouldn't say endured, because it's worse than endure. You don't just do it and it's over it. You do it and then you essentially give the virus to the next victim and the next victim and the next victim. It doesn't stop. It's an unceasing brutality. The brutality moves through the system. It's like it never dies, because you just keep creating the new victim to catch the plague and to make more plague fleas and to give more plague and just keep passing on this vulnerability, this capacity to do all of this bad feeling. And it's just really stupid to pay the very high price for the trivial accomplishment of knowing the difference between a platypus and a duck. You know, being expert enough, you know, to figure out that no, one's not related at all to the other, in terms of you have to go all the way back to, you know, a salamander, you know, before you can find a common ancestor between the two. Just even all of that, even just doing the tree, the roots of evolution, and figuring out what organisms fit where and where, which ones are where, you know, which ones have what common ancestors, blah, 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 blah. You know, were whales elephants, or were whales hippopotamuses? You know. Yeah. But it's just, that's all this is. That's all we're doing here is is doing that in the context of penises and vaginas, right? You know, people being obsessed with what they can do with those objects, and have a feeling, and, you know, these silly little competitions and the silly little personal crap. So the silly personal crap distracts some people completely. All they're thinking about is, where's the potato chip machine? You know, that's it. I mean, there's nothing else running except the simplest of ambitions. You know, I need a new iPhone 8 or 9 or whatever number you're up to. You know, and that's it. You know, how can I, you know, sabotage the guy at work so I can take his job? You know, it's just really shitty stuff. And then, like I said, and when we're in our best mood, you know, we can do this more abstract, you know, less personal, less personally advantaged, less motivated by crude, silly ambitions kind of stuff. But yeah, that was what I was going to say before I started even modeling, is that what I'm really saying is, you know, we do all of this evolution just to create a scheming brain, okay? It's not doing something honorable, it's just scheming. It's just a scheming machine. You know, it's you know, how do I arrange the circumstances? How do I arrange the pins so the other guy trips on them? So I can take advantage. You know, little else is going on in most human brains. And you want to give kids cancer for that. For a bunch of scheming, we should give kids cancer. No, I don't think so. I think that's stupid. Alright, well, yeah, so I threw in some, whatever that was, and for free. Like I said, it's all for free. So I am certainly not overcharging, blah, 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 blah. But no, I mean, seriously, I am I am taking up your time, and I should feel a sense of responsibility there that you're utilizing your time well by listening to whatever this crap is in terms of organizing your own understanding, perhaps making yourself more capable of making arguments to people to pause and slow down and think about exactly which role you're playing here. Are you just a tool for evolution? Are you just a tool for a nation? Are you just a tool for a religion? Are you just a tool for some cultural traditions? You know, is that, are you proud of that? You know, you think that's, oh, that's really good. I'm a soldier in a moronic snowball fight. You know, it doesn't mean anything. The winners won't do anything brilliant with their victory. They'll just build monuments to their soldiers. You know, and the monuments will be knocked over by the next winner. Just stupid. Alright. So, take another break and see how things go. Better save these pieces, I suppose, because the computer's still a bit buggy. Alright, let's finish up. Alright, so, the breeders, okay, generally speaking, not very smart. But they should be capable of understanding that their kids might be smarter than them. They should be able to recognize that, yeah, they're not very smart. And their kid might be smarter than them. There's kind of a likelihood. And that they might have very different appreciation for the environment that they're thrust into and playing the game the way you played it. They maybe don't want to play your game that you apparently think you won in some way, or you wouldn't be having kids, right? But see, that's not true either. It's clearly a bunch of people that are losing at the game still have kids. I mean, again, I brought up the fact that I've known people who were, you know, emotional messes, attempted suicide, you know, constantly bitching and complaining about their dissatisfaction with their life, and they have a kid. You know, just, like, what the fuck is that? I mean, it's so blind and stupid. You know, you're just saying, how could somebody not see? That doesn't make any sense. You know, what guarantee or what? How do you possibly think that you're going to create a world for your kid that's going to protect them from the very disease that infected you, in terms of trying to find anything that was worth anything here? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense at all. So that's the thing you're fighting, is that people are just making decisions based on just nonsense. There's no smart decision. There's no... It's all reckless and sloppy and unthought out. And that shouldn't be very hard to argue with people who don't think very deep and don't think very hard. It should be pretty easy to just say, you're not really thinking about it, right? I mean, so the people who defend people who do this procreating thing, don't they, you know, force them to explain how there are examples of people who have thought this out in some way? Because there's really no example. I mean, I could bring up Sam Harris, who's supposed to be a smart guy. He knows we're robots. He knows there's no free will. He knew all this stuff before he had kids. So what the fuck was he thinking? I mean, how does he think it turns out? You know, and what's the price paid? And how's he gonna fix it if it doesn't work? If his little plan doesn't work out. You know, how's he fix it? But I mean, you have to ask that about any parent. How do they possibly tolerate being in a circumstance where they're just surrounded by time bombs waiting to go off? You know, some sort of disaster to strike. How could a rational, reasonable person want to exist in that environment? That's just like saying, I want to have mouse traps. You know, I have bare feet and we'll have mouse traps all over the floor and I can't see any of them. Why would I want to live like that? That would be just idiotic. So in some sense, you got to say, okay, my brain and his brain, there's some kind of organ missing or something. You know, some kind of fundamental structure is different. Because how the fuck can he make sense out of that? Because I can't possibly imagine how somebody could be that stupid. I mean, I knew when I was 5 years old, I don't want to walk around in a room full of mouse traps. I mean, that was really easy to figure out. So he must not take it very seriously. Because it's not his toes. So the thing missing is he can talk about value landscapes, you know, the moral landscape and all that kind of crap. But frankly, he's got to have the personal psychology of a psycho killer, a glib psycho killer. Because what the fuck? It doesn't bother you because it's happening to somebody else, right? So if your kid gets cancer, it's the kid having cancer. I don't have to have the cancer. So I'm fine. What do I care? What else could he be thinking? So I'm just saying, even people who are smart and think they're going to be able to provide for their children are still sadistic. Whatever the word is for not being able to, sociopath, you know. They're not capable of having empathy or, you know, recognizing risk as long as it's somebody else's risk. If it's not bothering them, then it's not happening. Shit. That's just, you know, it's just depressing to realize that intelligence can't save a lot of people because they're psycho killers. They're lunatics. They can't be saved by intelligence because they can't understand it. They can't understand good and bad as real things and concepts as they really exist because they can only understand them as, well, it's only bad if I feel bad. There's no bad anywhere else. The rest of it's a video game. Again, that kind of thing. I mean, apparently Sam Harris thinks it's a single-player game. It's just about him having his trophy wife and his whatever they are, his robot spawn that he's going to somehow program to be what? And I'm sure he's not going to take enough interest to bother programming them. He's going to have to admit he's not a psychologist and he doesn't know enough. He doesn't have the tools to, you know, build his Frankenstein. He's not going to know, what knobs do I twist in this kid's psychology to make him all right? You know, to make it turn out right. How do I make him not too aggressive, but aggressive enough to survive? Yeah, no chance he has that toolbox. No chance that he has those blueprints. And yet he's playing the game? He's pretending he's a doctor? A doctor of child creation? Yeah, fuck you. No chance. I mean, it's really just so ignorant and stupid. You just can't... What the fuck? Smart people that stupid? But it's a real thing, unfortunately. It's people that can know an awful lot of details. but they just can't get the, you know, they can't see the forest through the trees, so to speak. All right. So anyway, I think you need to do a little of both, frankly. You have to get up close with a personal with a tree now and then and see, okay, I get it, tree, hard bark, blah, 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 blah. And then you stand far away and say, oh, yeah, a lot of trees. Yeah, yeah, it's like a wall of trees. Yeah, you can understand both. You can understand accurately that you're not in a single-player game, that every single thing you do matters to somebody else. I mean, somebody else is going to be affected. Everything. I mean, the energy, the movement, the it's all butterfly wings creating tornadoes somewhere. And that's a hell of a place. That's a hell of a position for us to be thrust into by morons who don't know what the fuck they're doing. Okay, anyway. Who haven't proven they're good flyers. I mean, very good flyer. No, you're not a good flyer. You're not even off the ground. Alright, so I think that's enough of a video. Yeah, alright, so till the next time and such and so forth and whatnot, where I attempt to explain why my eyes are only half open. You know, why? Oh, God, this is just so... Ugh, I hate doing this. I hate this shit. Ugh. Why is everybody so freaking stupid? Ugh. It's just it's sickening. The stupidity is sickening. The stench of it. Alright. So, till next time and such. So forth and whatnot.